Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
I don't know. You want to start with Matthew Perry a little bit?
Wherever you like.
All right. So there's a woman that posted a video on TikTok of Matthew Perry flirting with her on a FaceTime after they connected on the dating app Raya. So this supposedly happened back in May when she was 19 and Matthew was 51.
So this is a dating app.
So this is a dating app called Raya. I know that like Ben Affleck was on this app recently and he was like he had connected with a girl on there and the girl like unfriended him and he sent her a DM. Ben Affleck did and was like, hey, it's really me because she thought it was like a fake account. So now I'm wondering if it's kind of a thing that celebrities are just doing for fun, joining Raya.
I looked Raya to see what this was. It's a private membership-based social network application first launched in 2015. It's initially a dating app, but has been adding features to promote professional networking for members of the entertainment industry.
Okay, so that kind of makes sense.
$8 a month, and you have to be referred by an existing member, and then their application is voted on by membership committee in order to join.
Wow.
Well, I wonder what other celebs are on there, if Matthew Perry and Ben Affleck are. That's interesting. Hmm. Well, this woman's name is Kate, and in the clip she posted, Matthew makes a comment about how much she plays with her hair, and she kind of chuckles about it. But she wrote this caption that says, when you match with Matthew Perry as a joke on a dating app, and he FaceTimes you and plays 20 questions with you. And as for why she posted the video, she said she feels like a lot of guys in Hollywood are talking to all these young girls, and it's something that that she thinks a lot of people should be aware of. Well, Matthew didn't really ask her anything sexually. She said she did feel a little uncomfortable sometimes during the conversation that they had since she's only 19 and he was 51, but she doesn't really feel like he minded about that. In fact, at one time he asked her if he was as old as her dad.
Right, but you said he did or did not ask or say anything sexual to her.
No, he didn't. He didn't say anything sexual, but I think it was just interesting. I think it's an interesting situation where Matthew Perry is FaceTiming someone through the dating app.
Yeah.
And she's 19. She tells him she's 19. He's 51, but it doesn't seem like it's an issue. But also she's...
So her point is he shouldn't even be talking to me.
Yes, because she feels like a lot of guys in Hollywood that are older are kind of taking advantage of these younger girls.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But she's not a girl. She's a legal adult.
Yeah, well, that's what she called herself, young girls. She said, honestly, it's not okay for these older guys to be talking to such young girls, talking about herself.
Hmm.
I don't know, but she's on the app, and she took the call.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. At what point?
At what point do you take responsibility for your conversation with Matthew Perry? Which you could have shut down at any time,
and you didn't. Like, you played 20 questions with him. So, I don't know. I kind of go back and forth on this, because I do think it's a little odd that he's 51 and he's on this app. But at the same time, I mean, bigger age gaps have happened in life. So
on both sides.
Who knows?
And according to this thing, it says it used to be a dating app, but now it is a professional networking app.
Yeah.
So if she's trying to be famous and trying to get a job,
and
trying to schmooze L.A. people to, like, you know, make a name for herself, I don't know.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Check that box.
Well, and the other weird thing that happened is that apparently all of this went down. So Matthew Perry is engaged. I don't know if you guys knew that. He's engaged to this woman that he's been dating since 2018. But last year they did take a break. And that's when all of this happened.
Okay.
Taking a break.
Which was We're on a break.
A phrase made famous on Friends.
Yeah.
We got to, speaking of breaks, we got to take one now. And when we come back, speaking of social media, people who've been blocked by celebrities on social media and the reasons for it.
CDC just announced that they expect to see a sharp decline in COVID cases in the U.S. by July. That's right. So get ready for Etsy's newest item, bikinis made from recycled masks. New York City is taking the effort to a step further and now wants to start vaccinating tourists. Tourists are excited. They're like, it's New York City. We're going to get stabbed one way or another.
The fitness company Peloton recalled two of its treadmills after dozens of injuries involving children were reported. That's crazy. Who can afford a Peloton and children? A woman in Missouri recently discovered a World War II era Japanese bomb while gardening, which came as a surprise because she planted cruise missiles.
6:39. Yeah, I missed Fallon. It did sound like he had a live studio audience, and then Seth Meyer, that laugh sound totally canned.
And
So we were just talking on the video, on our Facebook Live video, if you missed it, about celebrities, cool versus uncool. For whatever reason, BuzzFeed put up a poll asking if 35 completely random celebrities were cool or not cool. There was no middle ground. It was an either-or thing. And the 10 celebrities who were voted cool, I'll work my way backwards. Angelina Jolie was number 10. Oprah was number 9. Kind of surprised Oprah didn't score higher, but maybe, you know, she hasn't had the TV show in a while.
Yeah, maybe it's because she's not giving away free stuff all the time.
That's it. Because she does have a TV show somewhere, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. She's doing it, what is it, on that Discovery Network? I think that's who she
right.
paired mm-hmm. with, was that Discovery, whatever their streaming is
it's
what
like
she's
on. It's like an interview
on.
Show or
yeah.
something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish, Jennifer Aniston, Lady Gaga, Ryan Reynolds, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was number 4, Adele was number 3, Tom Hanks, number 2, and the number 1 answer on the board, Betty White.
A good list.
Where's Matthew McConaughey? I always feel like he's the coolest.
Yeah, he is pretty cool.
Doesn't he always seem like you want to like sit down and get a bourbon with him?
Totally. Like both men and women like
Matthew
McConaughey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe he was close, he just didn't make the top 10. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like he's cooler than Oprah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Angelina Jolie, for sure.
Not that I wouldn't, you know, turn down a drink with Oprah. But
right.
Something tells me Matthew might be a little more fun.
I think so.
What else we got here? And then on the uncool list, the Pope
what?
Was number 10. Adam Levine was number 9. Yeah, why would you put the Pope on there? I mean, I'm not Catholic, but come on.
Maybe it's because of some of the scandals that happened with the Catholic Church.
Oh,
do you think
I see.
That has anything
Maybe.
To do with it?
We're holding the top guy accountable.
I don't know. I'm just assuming that.
I have
no
though,
idea.
Current Pope, one of the most, I don't want to use the word liberal, but one of the most free thinking.
Open-minded,
that's a better word for it, in a long time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's very progressive for the Catholic
progressive,
Church.
That's another good word, yeah.
Adam Levine was number 9. Justin Timberlake, who has taken a few hits. He was number, 8. David Schwimmer, James Franco, Mel Gibson, Dr. Phil. I guess I shouldn't be surprised to see Ellen DeGeneres on that list. But she's taken a real big hit. Her ratings have been down, and she hasn't seemed to really recover all that well from that scandal.
She has not.
All those employees and ex-employees saying it was a toxic work environment. Amazon's Jeff Bezos, 89% uncool. He was number 2 on that uncool list, although I did make the point. I think he's cooler on those days when the packages show up a little earlier than expected.
Yeah, no doubt. I heard he's getting a hit, too, because they kind of did away with like that. You know how Prime used to be, you could get it within 2 days.
Right.
And so all these people were paying for Prime, but they've been struggling with the logistics part of getting packages to you within 2 days. So now Prime has become like a 4-day kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people accuse him, you know, as he continues to get
richer and richer,
especially profiting off the pandemic and a lot of his employees struggling with their hourly wages. So that's caused him to take a hit. And then number 1 on that list of the uncool side, according to BuzzFeed, Kid Rock. 91% uncool. At least those are the percentages as of last night. It's an ongoing poll, so the numbers may shift a bit. Not that it really matters all that much, but
yeah, that's who's uncool for now.
Talk about celebrity perception. That's it.
Well, I have some really big concert news, Jeff. I don't even know if you heard this yesterday or not, but it was all the rage here at Q102 that Justin Bieber is coming to the Heritage Bank Center.
We already started getting the emails.
April 19th.
My little baby would love to go see. Your baby is 2 months old. They don't love Justin Bieber that much.
That's not true. They do. He's coming to the Heritage Bank Center on April 19th of 2022. He's bringing the Justice Tour to town.
Nice.
So that's really
We're
exciting
going.
News.
We
have
going.
To go. There's no real, we don't know exactly when the on sale date and time is going to be for the tickets, but I am so excited that is a major concert announcement.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah. What else? An online petition is demanding that TLC cancel the entire Duggar family.
Bye.
Now that Josh Duggar, the oldest of the Corps, the oldest of the Corps family's kids, has been indicted on child pornography charges. The original show, 19 Kids and Counting, was canceled in 2015 after Josh's previous scandal, where we found out that he had molested his own sisters. But TLC is still airing a spinoff called Counting On Without Josh. The change.org petition says, quote, the Duggar family should no longer have a platform. Enough is enough. Too many people have been harmed. TLC, for their part, has not commented. More than 9,700 people have signed the petition.
Yeah. Well, you were talking a little bit about Kurt Cobain and his hair. And actually, there are six strands of Kurt Cobain's hair that are for sale. He got this haircut back in 1989. It was a woman that he described as like an early confidant. So it was one of Kurt's friends. And she actually has photos of the hair being cut out. And the woman is posing with Kurt in the picture. And she's holding the scissors that did the cutting. And she's putting these up on the auction block. You can bid $250. That's the opening bid. And it's going to close a week from tomorrow. If you're all interested right. in bidding on that.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast. Brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.